This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. Okay, we've got an urgent situation here. This is June 19th, I'm recording. We've got a video that is from an individual who claims to have a friend who's one of the prisoners of war trapped inside CHAZ, the Black Lives Matter terrorist zone in Seattle. And even though it's impossible for us to know 100% about the authenticity of this video, it feels real. It looks real. It doesn't look staged. It's not a known provocateur or anyone like that. And he's saying that according to his friend, who lives inside CHAZ, that Black Lives Matter terrorists are going door to door, kicking in the doors, sodomizing men, raping women and children in front of the other family members, and they are looting the homes, demanding reparations, and humiliating, especially the men, with rape. And this is being done by cross-dressing transgender Black Lives Matter people as well. And that this individual calls it a Nazi concentration camp in the United States. And we already know that CHAZ is a lawless zone where the police have been ordered to stand down by the mayor. And the governor, Inslee, is not doing anything. And the left-wing media is claiming it's just peaceful protesters. They're just lying about the violence that's going on there. We know that these left-wing terrorists are extremely well-funded. Over 100 corporations in America, everybody from Google and Microsoft to Netflix, is giving them money or giving money to different groups that are tied to Black Lives Matter, priorities, I guess, or agendas. So we know that this is well-funded, well-organized. We know it's a Marxist uprising and revolution. We know they're trying to overtake multiple cities across the United States. They're already trying to do this in Portland. And there's no police response. And the citizens are being held as prisoners of war. And this individual in this video, which you can see on naturalnews.com, well, actually the video is on brighteon.com, the individual is calling on Trump to bring in the military, to bring in, I think he said, snipers, to bring in, you know, a military response, that this is insane that this is happening in America. And if the media reported accurately on these crimes against women and crimes against humanity that are being carried out reportedly by Black Lives Matter, then the whole Black Lives Matter movement would be over. But instead, the media is complicit with them. In other words, the media is complicit with rape of women and children in America, in Seattle. It's happening right now today in downtown Seattle. Now, I just finished an interview with Stuart Rhodes, the founder of Oath Keepers. And Stuart Rhodes informed me, I guess this is breaking news because I haven't released that video yet, that Oath Keepers will be responding to this, and the three percenters of Washington State will be part of this response. And what the Oath Keepers and the three percenters are about to do is to go into onto private property inside CHAZ, that is the homeowners and the business owners that are asking for defensive support. And the Oath Keepers and three percenters will occupy and defend those that private property against the lawlessness and the criminality and the terrorism of Black Lives Matter. Now, imagine this. So here we have a nation, the United States of America. Inside that nation, we have the state of Washington. Inside the state of Washington, we have the city of Seattle. And then inside the city of Seattle, we have the CHAZ terrorism autonomous zone, run by Black Lives Matter and Antifa. And then inside the CHAZ zone, we would have militia groups guarding individual pieces of private property. So there's the picture for you. Now, do you think in that scenario, do you think that this thing doesn't go kinetic? I mean, when the militia shows up, and nobody knows what day that's going to be, when the militia shows up, probably then the Democrat, you know, treasonous mayor of Seattle will call in the police at that point to say, oh, go arrest the militia members, but not the terrorists? You know, so you can imagine there's going to be a police response, but the police, frankly, they're on the side of the militias at this point. The police have seen what's happening. The police aren't on the side of Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter are calling for killing cops. Are you kidding me? So throw that into the mix, you know, police, militia, and Black Lives Matter all converging in the same six square blocks in downtown Seattle, everybody heavily armed, everybody fighting hard probably for, you know, what they believe in, but the militia's fighting for the rule of law and America. So my guess is that that situation turns kinetic very, very quickly. And by the way, the FBI is on the side of the terrorists. So the FBI is protecting Black Lives Matter, which shouldn't be a surprise to anybody who knows how corrupt the FBI has become. A bunch of treasonous, traitorous criminals, especially Director Wray and former Director Comey and so on. You know, those people should be arrested and charged with treason and, you know, prosecuted accordingly. But this is what's coming to Seattle. And, you know, shame on all those people out there who are giving money to Black Lives Matter. You are funding rape campaigns. You are funding sodomy and terrorism and violence against women. All these people virtue signaling out there and these churches that are bowing down and the fast food restaurants, the CEO of Chick-fil-A bowing down and kissing the boots of some Black Lives Matter gangbanger rapper character. All you people virtue signaling, you are complicit in terrorism. You are the problem. You are the problem. You are promoting and supporting these acts of violence and lawlessness and acts of treason and the kidnapping, essentially, of hundreds of innocent American citizens who live in that zone, who just suddenly one day found their house seized by a foreign occupying force. Trump's got to go in. Trump's got to go in with the military, because this is an enemy occupation of America. It's time to shut it down. You know, it's not like it's just some peaceful, you know, festival of soy boys and gardening. No, these are militants armed, supplied with logistics. The city of Seattle has constructed concrete defenses for them, concrete barricades. I mean, I'm telling you, the city of Seattle, the city council, the mayor, they are terrorists, and they have got to be arrested and charged with treason or acts of terrorism. They are complicit with these terrorists, and so is Governor Inslee. And you know what's going to happen, finally, in all this, if there's no police protection, if the governor won't do his job and the mayor won't do her job and the National Guard won't be deployed and Trump won't do his job and the DOJ is AWOL, guess what's going to happen? It's going to be armed citizens, I would predict, rising up and basically taking matters into their own hands, probably to arrest and try the mayor and the city council members, who should all be arrested, and the governor himself. It's going to be armed citizens rising up. I have a feeling we're very close to that point, because the rule of law has broken down so completely that we, the people, have, it seems, no remaining option to restore the rule of law and defend this constitutional republic. If the entire establishment has joined the enemy and is, in fact, supporting terrorists and supporting an enemy occupation against America, then that establishment, whatever elements exist, must be defeated and removed from power, because they are not legitimate if they refuse to abide by their constitutional oath. They all swore an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution, which requires equal protection under the law. If they are not going to defend that Constitution or even defend their own citizens in Seattle, then they need to be removed from power. And I would imagine that we're going to see things happen very soon that will, you know, settle some of this. You know, it reminds me of that, wow, yeah, the book series, 299 Days. And now I'm forgetting the name of the author, but I've listened to all the audiobooks, and you know what? 299 Days took place, I think, in Seattle. That's right. And it was exactly what we're seeing right now, where the left-wing female, you know, political leaders were running concentration camps and killing patriots by the thousands in football fields. Yes. 299 Days. You got to check out that book series. It's a very powerful series, and it's available as an audiobook, at least it used to be. I'm going to listen to that again. That's a very important sudden realization. But check all this out. This is really crucial. If we don't defend this nation, we will lose it. And we must restore the rule of law. It's as simple as that. Without the rule of law, what do we have? Just anarchy. That's not acceptable. So stay tuned. Keep watching my videos at brightown.com and hearing my podcast there. Read my website, naturalnews.com, and thank you for listening.